The few that find it never die. Past mountain peaks graced white with snow, the way grows brighter as it goes.
You have been given this tape by a friend. It will become more obvious to you as we get into the tape how dear a friend that he or she really is. The length of this tape is not more than 5 minutes. I've got a short story for you I'd like to tell you, and with it, I'll get to the point of this tape. A well-known bishop was traveling by train about 100 years ago, and en route, he misplaced his ticket. The conductor came down the aisle asking for tickets, you know, as conductors used to do, and the man started searching in his own pockets but couldn't find his. The conductor recognized the bishop's famous face and said to him, "It's all right, sir. We know who you are." "That's all very well," answered the bishop. "But without the ticket," he said, "how am I to know where I'm going?" Well, what I'm wanting to ask you is, do you know where you're going? Not just in life, I mean, but after life is over, do you know where you're going? Maybe you're saying, "Now, this tape is not for me. I know where I'm going, and it's to heaven." Well, if that's the case, I'm really glad. But you know, there are a lot of people who just really don't know. A little boy bounced into a drugstore one day and skipped over to the pay telephone right there by the druggist counter. The druggist heard the little boy put in the coin and then dial the number. Standing there working, the druggist overheard the little boy's conversation. "Dr. Anderson, would you like someone to mow your yard?" Then he said, "Oh, you have a boy? Well, sir, are you satisfied with him?" Then the boy said, "You are? All right, sir. Well, thank you very much." And the boy then hung up the phone. As the boy was about to go out the front door, the druggist spoke up and said, "Son, if you're looking for a job, I think I could use a fine young man like you around here." The boy turned and smiled and said, "Oh, thank you, sir, but I already have a job." "You have? But I thought you were looking for a job over at Dr. Anderson's house," responded the druggist. "Oh, no, sir," said the boy. "I am the boy who mows his yard. I was just checking up on myself." Well, it's good once in a while, you know, for us to check up on ourselves. So let me ask you the question. Really, how are you and the Lord doing? I mean, what if the Lord were to come right now? Would you know? I mean, for sure, without a doubt, that you'd go home to be with him to live forever. Maybe you're saying, "Oh, there's no problem here. I'm ready." Well, if you are, that's wonderful. What frightens me, though, is to know that it is possible for a person to think he's all right with God, but in reality, he's really not. The Apostle Paul was that way one time. Did you know that? In his very honest and sincere desire to serve God, he, the Apostle Paul, was doing the very opposite to what God really wanted. And in reality, he was therefore in trouble with God. He was persecuting Christians. So if the Apostle Paul could have been wrong, thinking all the time he was right, certainly you or I could be. I don't know, maybe it's the opposite with you. Maybe you're saying, "No, I know I'm not ready to meet my God." And maybe you're bothered with it. Maybe you're saying, "I'm glad someone had enough courage to give me this tape." Because you're saying, "I really do know I'm not ready, and I'm concerned about it." In either case, I'm here to tell you that the one who gave you this tape really cares. And he, or she, has some material that we think would help. It may be a videotape that asks the question, "What if the Lord were to come right now?" It may be a picture book magazine that we produced, or some other materials. It may be that he just simply wants to talk because he cares. I want to ask you to do something. Would you contact the person who gave you this tape and simply say, "Thank you for caring enough for me to have this man on the tape ask me such a question"? And would you simply tell him or her, "I do want to talk about it"? You know, while there are a lot of people who do care, It's more difficult for some to blurt out the question such as I have asked you on this tape. For some reason, they feel nervous about asking it. Maybe it is that you have a personality that makes it easier for you to step up and say to him or to her, "Let's talk." Again, I just want you to know, you do have a friend who cares. What if the Lord were to come right now? Would you know, for sure, without a doubt, that you'd go home to be with him? To live forever? Let's talk.
There is a road inside of you. Inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark. The road to Zion's in your heart. The road to Zion's in your heart. A river runs beside the road. Its waters living as they flow. In liquid voice, the water cold. On thirsty knee, the pilgrim falls. There is a road inside of you. Inside of me there is one too. No stumbling pilgrim in the dark. The road to Zion's in your heart. The road to Zion's in your heart. Sometimes a shadow, dark and cold, lays like a mist across the road. But be Zion's in your heart. The road to Zion's in your heart.